What it will do is lower tariffs for American beef in the Japanese market and make us more competitive with the Australians. Congress has to pass that legislation, that trade agreement, so we're going to be pushing hard in Congress to get that done.
Frazier explains how TPP can help U.S. cattle producers when it comes to trading with Japan.
Exports are about 10 to 12% of U.S. beef production, and that has grown over the last 30 years. And it's very important to cattlemen, the export markets today. It's about export markets are worth over $300 per head to the price of fed cattle. Japan is one of our biggest markets for U.S. beef. Right now, we have tariffs in place in Japan that make us not competitive with the Australians. The Australians just signed a new free trade agreement with Japan where tariffs on Australian beef are going to decline. And we are going to get less and less competitive in that market. The trade agreement will lower those tariffs for U.S. beef in Japan, and that's why we are supporting it. And this is a case where we're working very closely with the administration on this. The administration obviously negotiated the trade agreement, and we're working very closely with the U.S. Trade Representative and others in the administration to get this passed by Congress. The president got authority from Congress to go negotiate the agreement. Now he's brought that back to Congress, and hopefully in 2016 we can get this passed.
Now the TPP agreement has already been approved by negotiators from the 12 member nations, and now many are waiting for Congress to ratify the deal. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.